Clay's home and whatnot, is there any validity to the statement to say, like, I'll be careful the way I word this, that sometimes Gondolin won't make open proclamations and have to, and will be masking certain ideas silently, but not make them publicly because of the kind of ripple effect they would have, since it might cause a protest or anything of the like, if that statement makes sense.
Absolutely, this happens all the time, really all the time. That is, it's not because they're necessarily afraid of protest, but rather there are many, many things that may not be suitable for the overall public, but for individuals, individuals have different needs. So an example might be, let's say something about going to college. You're not going to have Gondolin McGarrett Disrael, and maybe not even in America, saying, you know, people should go to college and get separate degrees and BAs. On the other hand, an individual has a given situation and presents their situation to a Gadol or to a Posek. The Posek would figure that this person should be a doctor, should be a lawyer, should go to college for whatever reason. So many, many things are not suitable for public consumption based on a certain hashkafa, but they would be appropriate for individuals. To some degree, this also involves the issue of Slifkin. I mean, no, this was an old controversy already, but the issue about how to reconcile the teachings of Chazal with science. Right? So people talk about age of the earth, people talk about evolution, and there were some authors who were trying to show that a Torah perspective can encompass these different theories of science, and they're not inconsistent. And the authors that write that often get in big trouble with proclamations and the like. But privately, Gondolin will say that these are legitimate approaches, but we don't feel that they ought to be taught to the general religious public because they'll often misunderstand it, and it might result in a disrespect for Chazal by saying that Chazal didn't know what they were talking about. Meaning to say, for certain individuals, this might be a very appropriate understanding, but you don't want it to be taught in public. So there are often, let me tell you a little story about this. This happened around 30 years ago. And there's a rabbi who still teaches in New York. He's mekarev a lot of people. Perhaps some of you have heard of him, or know him even, Rabbi Ephraim Buchwald. Ephraim Buchwald is the outreach director of the Lincoln Square Synagogue, which is a very modern synagogue. I wouldn't advise you to daven there necessarily. But he is a great, great pioneer in Kiruv Chokot. And he has been retired people actually remember 30 years, maybe closer to 50 years at this point. And he told me a story once, which is really so cute and so, so true. And that is, he said that he was once confronted with a question about giving a shiur. He was invited to give a shiur in a conservative or reform synagogue. But he would be the only rabbi. In other words, there wouldn't be conservative rabbis there. And he said he wanted to do it because there are many reformed people who will not want to go to an Orthodox yeshiva or synagogue, and he would go to them and be able to teach Torah. So he spoke to the head of Aguda in America, which was Moshe Scherer, a great man, and he said to Moshe Scherer, Allah Shalom, Zechron Levracha, that, you know, this is what I want to do, but I don't want to get in trouble with the Rosh Hashivas and the rabbis, so I just want to tell you ahead of time that this is what I'm planning to do. If you have any objections, tell me. So Rabbi Scherer told him, no problem, great idea. You have to reach Jews where they are, and as long as you're not on a panel where the other sides, you know, say their thing, you will be teaching Torah, and that's a good thing. So Rabbi Buchwald felt very, very relieved, and he went ahead and did it. And a day later, in one of the Jewish newspapers, there's a big ad from Agudas Yisrael saying, we cannot really support this idea of Orthodox rabbis going to conservative synagogues. It is giving them legitimacy, and they can't do that, and you can't give a hechsher. So he calls up Rabbi Scherer, and he says, you know, Rabbi Scherer, you know, you told me the day before this is okay. Rabbi Scherer says, of course it's okay. I told you the day before it's okay. He says, so why did you put in an ad criticizing? He says, your job is to do, and our job is to criticize. That's all. Meaning to say, and again, I also don't want to be misunderstood, but there's a certain amount of play acting that is necessary here. Meaning to say the following. The Chafetz Chaim once made a point that sometimes you have to have people who protest so that the people who are a little more to the left don't fall over the side of the mountain. It's like a rope, meaning you're moving in that direction, I got to pull just to keep you away from the edge. Meaning, people in Kirov sometimes have to do things that are a little off the beaten track. And that's appropriate, because you have to reach different audiences. You have to reach people who are not necessarily committed to Torah, who will not go to Yeshiva. Everybody comes to our seminar. So as a result, they have to have the freedom, within halacha, of course, within halacha, to be able to move. But they have to have somebody who's criticizing them at the same time, so they don't go too overboard. And therefore, people have their assigned role. That's what Rabbi Sherer said. Your job is to go as far as you can go, and my job is to make sure that I pull you back a little bit. And therefore, there has to be this type of criticism. So, yeah, that happens all the time. It happens all the time simply because many people, and I don't want to be disrespectful about the hamonam, you know, the masses, but the masses, we're the elite here, right? But the masses often do not understand subtleties. The masses have binary thinking. It's either yes or no. When in fact, there are many, many gray areas. There are gray areas in Pesach Halacha. There are certainly gray areas in what is the proper hashkafa of kiruv and education, and how far do you go, and when have you crossed the line that you're not supposed to cross. And this will depend on the time and the place and the location and the yiras shemayim of the mechanchim. But in public pronouncements, you know, you can't really go into all of that. People just won't understand it.